And we are now joined by City Administrator Ben Martig. Ben, thanks for your patience. It took us a little while to get to you today, but thanks for being here.
That sounds great. Happy to be here.
I have a quick question for you. How is the mood today in the Public Works Department? Like, do the snowplow drivers and stuff sort of spend some time getting amped up when they hear that there's going to be a big storm, and then the letdown after a foot of snow does not happen? I mean, is everyone okay over there?
That's a good question. I'm not in the heads of the folks over there, but they're always ready to go when we need them, but there's always an endless amount of other work to do in case the snow doesn't hit. So yeah, I'm sure they're keeping busy and kind of keeping an eye on things.
I'm sure. All right. Well, there was a city council meeting last night, and there were a few things that happened. Where would you like to start?
Yeah, let's kick it off with the feel-good start to the meeting, where we had a little bit of a officer swearing-in presentation. So again, continuing to fill positions in our police department. So we had Officer Kenna Eichenbach, I believe is how it's pronounced.
Okay.
And hopefully I didn't get their last name, just familiarizing ourselves, new to the department. She was born and raised in Prior Lake and went to University of River Falls, Wisconsin, with some background in psychology. And
Ryan likes her already.
Yeah.
my alma mater, so there you go.
Yeah, great school, great town. She completed her police training and education skills through Alexandria Tech and Community College. And she did an intern with the Prior Lake Police Department just down the road.
Yep.
So happy to have her on, doing our field training right now and getting on board. And so just appreciative of being able to fill positions. I know when we look across my other communities, there's really a shortage of police officers across the entire country and here. And fortunately, Northfield is a great little community for officers that are looking for kind of a little bit more of a small town, maybe a little bit slower pace than in some of higher volume areas. And so we think that's a nice fit. We certainly also have been working to be in a competitive position from a pay standpoint, and there is a cost to that of doing business that is impacting our budgets. But if we aren't at least in the middle of the pack, which is what our goal is, to be kind of right there in the middle of pay and benefits to keep up with folks so that we can attract talent, and fortunate to have her on board, and thank her and her family who showed up and did the pinning ceremony. I always get a little bit of a tear in my eye when I see the dad putting the pin on and the mom giving the hugs and family support. So
it's pretty cool.
It's really in that line of work. It's really important about relationships and really stressful job at times. And so Northfield's been great at supporting mental health and really creating that family atmosphere.
Yep. We're going to have Chief Schrepfer on tomorrow morning. And I was talking with Sheriff Thomas last week, week before. And he seemed to, I mean, they're still down. I think they could use one more deputy and a couple more corrections officers, but the situation in Rice County is much better than it's been. And I think last time I talked to Chief Schrepfer, we were sitting good. We're not fully staffed, but we're still sitting pretty good.
Yeah, I'm always kind of like when I meet with them, we're always teetering on, we got one filled or we're in field training. So I think we're pretty good, but it's always this, we're kind of right on the edge there.
Right.
We've had some retirements. We've gotten some good things filled, so we're in a pretty good place.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about the donation to the of fire suppression tools?
Keep the public safety train going.
Absolutely.
And we want to thank the Northfield Masonic Lodge, the Masons. Did some fundraising for fire suppression tools with the that will benefit the police department, fire and rescue, and ultimately, hopefully, protect structures and potentially lives. We hope there is the presenter Grant Lillivold and others from the Masons wanted to show their thanks, and they wanted to give this opportunity. So 13 of these devices would be placed in each patrol vehicle, and 3 would be placed in the fire department's first arriving officer vehicles. And so it's this, I don't know how it works, but it's about the size of a large purse, kind of like plastic metal structure, and it kind of has a when it's released with these chemicals and things, it helps do like a big blast to put out a fire. And so it might be able to help prevent the growth of a fire if we get our first responders there early enough, it might allow us to put that out while we wait for the other vehicles to come in its place.
Well, that's fantastic. Yeah,
help minimize that damage.
Yeah. And it's not, I can't remember exactly the dollar amount, but it's in the, I think it's over $10,000 in valuation that we got on these units when you add them all up together. And so excited about that opportunity. Want to thank the Masons.
Yeah.
Another great service organization in our community that are doing great things and raising money and helping keep our taxes lower and keep everybody safer. So
no question.
I want to thank them.
No question. What next?
Yeah, well, we're rolling on the presentations.
Yeah.
So one of the presentations we got was a Youth First program. So Malia Follum and Martha Lundeen.
Mm-hmm.
Youth First, some people might have a hard time on understanding all of these different entities and where they come from. This comes under the umbrella of Healthy Communities Initiative.
Yeah.
And we just kind of know generally that they really do great work. But they provided an update on the collaborative partnerships that we have with the city. So let's start off with, I'll cover some of the things and just rattle through about five different areas and kind of it. But let's start with the Northfield Community College Collaborative.
Yeah. Yeah.
We talked about police officers, right? So thanks to the Youth First program under HCI and our partnership with them at the NCRC building. They partnered with 33 colleges and universities, 28 of them in Minnesota, right here in Northfield.
Wow.
And so we provided 5,762 individual advising contacts. There was tuition provided at over $20,000 to help offset tuition costs. Basically we had 80% first generation college attendance and 69% were students of color. And some of the programs that are able to be offered right here in town include a police training program.
We've
actually landed some. So these things don't happen without these types of partnerships and organizations and nonprofits to help bring together. So it truly is a collaborative with the college, providing community and technical college opportunities right here in Northfield where you don't have to drive. And of course, we do have online options now that they actually have the ability to do online training with some of these other college campuses. Mm-hmm. But it's a really great program. I'll kind of jump through a few of the other ones. The Northfield Alliance for Substance Abuse Prevention, which has been called Northfield ASAP, they help with educating our youth about some of the dangers as it relates to substance use.
Mm-hmm.
So they've been very active on the Safe and Sober campaigns that they do every year. They've been working with Rice County to implement some additional tobacco ordinance updates that would put some restrictions on hopefully getting vaping products out of the hands of students, or at least warning them of the dangers of that, because they've seen a dramatic rise in the use of that. There are some new products that are now replacing vaping products where I forgot the name of the product, but it's basically almost like a paper type product that's got nicotine infused in it, and you can just kind of put it in your lip and it's even like can be tasteless or can have like fruity flavors or whatever. And that's really kind of taken off because it's not as easy to detect, and you don't have to have the vapes out there. So that's another area that we're very concerned in tracking, and they're helping with that.
Yeah.
Certainly the cannabis deployment that's happening, they're helping on education for students about some of the impacts, especially for youth as their brains are developing, to be very cautious of substance uses. Even though it might be legal for adults, it doesn't mean that that's a good thing for the young minds that are growing. And that's really funded. That program's funded through the Northfield Liquor Store. Because of the profits that we make from that operation, it helps fund the education programs for our youth. And if not for that source of revenue, we'd probably be making that up with property taxes or not having this education campaign. It's important to collaborate on some of that work. Opportunity Reboot, helping to really take an integrated approach to helping support on academic support and job success, career readiness for kind of youth that might be going for into the workforce. And then, of course, maybe the last one I'll focus on, even though there's a couple others, the Youth on Board program. So we've had a very robust 131 Northfield youth serving on our local boards and commissions and then committees. And so they've helped with the mayoral candidate forums, mock elections. They've done tours at City Hall, the hospital, the NCEC, and they've had education forums that they help facilitate related to the new high school project that was ultimately approved by voters. So just want to say thank you again to HCI and Youth First Programming, and Malia Follum and Martha Lundeen gave a great presentation. And again, we do have grants and things that we match that helping to make these things possible. The mm-hmm. city's contributing a little bit, and private donations, I think, certainly help with HCI and their organization. So we're just so fortunate to have them in our community doing great things.
They're a great organization. We just actually scheduled the new executive director to come and talk to us, I think, second week of April, maybe. So I'm excited to talk to the HCI, the new HCI executive director. So
that's great.
Hey, speaking of grants, there was a lot of talk last night about redirecting some money that the city has received from the federal government and the Army Corps of Engineers.
Yeah.
Having to do with the drinking water treatment plant and possibly a brand new water tower.
Yeah, so we certainly have supported Representative Angie Craig in our support, and Senator support Klobuchar in particular, in getting almost $4 million that we were going to utilize for the new water treatment plant. That's on pause. We are doing incremental development, getting mm-hmm. sewer water lines out to the site. Going to be looking at building some road infrastructure, and we're doing a little bit of shifting. So next year or the year after, we are planned to build a new water tower to open up new development in the Northwest area. And that will help the Northfield Hospital because it will provide a redundant water supply. We have basically one water main that goes out there now. So should we need to do repairs and things, we'd probably find a way to limp it along. But if there were any like immediate issues, we could be in a situation without water supply. So that'll be providing a redundant supply to that area. Would also open up new growth development for the community as well, which is another reason why we are looking at increasing the capacity out in that area, because it's really primed for some new development to help grow the tax base, reduce our tax burden on Northfielders. So we're doing a little bit of a shift. The federal money didn't designate specifically to the project that it was for, but we now are moving into agreements with them. We don't want to lose the federal money. We're not in threat currently of the executive orders of the pulling back the funding on this particular grant program. However, mm-hmm. they have said that they've been directed that the money needs to get out the door soon. So they want a project that's ready to go with money to be starting to be spent by September. Mm-hmm. And one project that's pretty much ready to ramp up to begin design because it was planned in the future, in the immediate future, in about a year out, we're ready to roll on getting this done. We have the site acquired. We got the location. We've got really preliminary plans. So the council last night unanimously supported requesting that money be allocating, directing staff to work out the details with the Department of Corps of Engineers, with the federal government, to get the agreements in place, work on getting designers for that to come back to the city council for approval. We'll have cost of the project. We'll have the cost of the consulting fees. Right now, preliminarily, we're looking at a total project cost of about $7 million. That would include both the water tower getting built and connecting pieces, and $4 million of that would be paid for by the federal government.
Okay.
And the remaining local match, between the cash that we have in the bank and the current rates, there wouldn't be any increased cost to users based on the current rates and the cash that we have in hand. Part of that was because of the ramping up and preparation of
the
treatment plant. So this will make this ready to go and seamless, and we'll be able to get rolling with it quickly. These projects have gone up dramatically in cost. It's a lot of steel in it. Yep. Of course, we have volatility, so we're hoping to also get moved quickly so that we aren't maybe impacted by anything that might be happening related in the market. So we're excited about it. I think it meets a lot of our goals, and we're able to move pretty quickly on it. So we're hoping to come back and probably in about a month or two to get the agreements wrapped up and get rolling on it.
How long does it take to build a water tower?
So let's see here. We'd be looking at spring approval of these plans and specs, authorizing bids, and then the summer of 2026, we'd start construction and complete all of the work, which is like a complete build-out completion mm-hmm. by spring of 2028. So we're looking at a few years process before we're all up and running on it, which I think would be great timing for brand new tax based development ready to connect to that new water line. So
can't
we'll be
wait
excited about that.
Yeah, that's great. Has there been any more development with, I know you guys can't talk about any sort of specifics, but like just gauging interest in companies coming and setting up shop in the Northwest area. I mean, are there conversations happening?
Yes, absolutely. Now that the property's rezoned, that's a huge hurdle because, businesses want to know that you're ready to go and that there's actually interest in property. And that was one of the problems with Northfield. We just didn't have an inventory of light industrial property ready to market and right. having a willing property owner willing to sell their land. We have yeah. all of those things right now in the Northwest area. So we've had interest that we haven't seen since I've been here in 2016. And I would say safe to say prior to that for many years, we definitely have interest in hoping we can pull some things together. Like you said, Rich, when we're in kind of speculation and exploring yeah. things, opportunities sometimes come and go and yep. might not materialize behind the scenes, but I'm optimistic that Northfield's a great location to do business, and we're really primed and getting ready to go to hopefully land some new opportunities here.
Fantastic. Anything else we should be talking about from last night's meeting?
Just one thing I wanted to highlight that we did approve an orderly annexation agreement with Northfield Township. It's okay. about 3 years in the making. When you look at the agreement, you might look at it and go, this took 3 years. But I would say part of it was just we had a lot of other priorities, and it was kind of an item on the list. But it's really important, I would say, also that when you're going through the process, basically what an orderly annexation agreement with our township to the east of us and kind of on the northeast, east, and southeast parts mm-hmm. of the town is it's really a growth area for housing development. And mm-hmm. we know there is a tremendous amount of need for housing development in the city. This is an agreement, a formal agreement that we have that basically creates a streamlined process to say what properties do we agree might be logical areas that there's infrastructure nearby to be able to service them, to be able to eventually become part of the city where we want mm-hmm. the ag and the environmental kind of natural areas to stay the way they are. But as an owner is interested to sell their property and it's in the interest of the township and the city to have it become part of the city, yep. let's have an agreement ahead of time, what properties they are, what monies does the township get as part of their lost tax base and becoming right. part of the city, and how does that all get completed? So we fortunately got that done with Northfield Township. It's a lot of land area, but yeah. it really puts it in the values that we talked about, that is it's primarily going to be guided by the principle of opportunity and responding to a property owner's interest, and also where it makes sense to protect the environmental areas, where it makes sense to protect those, and then also where there's cost-effective and efficient use of city infrastructure, particularly sewer and water. So we think, let the ag remain ag, but yep. Really this will protect that there won't be suburbanization in these kind of outer areas, rather that when it's time to be developed, it will become part of the city.
Sure.
Those are goals and values that both the township and the city have shared in this right. process. And right. so we've got a 20-year agreement that we're getting wrapped up that all will right. hopefully ensure that we don't need it to be annexed until it's ready to yep. be done, but when it is, we've got property identified and agreed upon that would become part of the city if and when that happens. So
okay.
we're excited about this partnership. They're scheduled to have it approved. They've had their hearings and expect it to be adopted in April.
Yeah, 20-year agreement. That's very much long-term. I mean, this is nothing imminent there. I mean, it's, yeah.
Right, but it's building that, you know, you got to do the planning to yep. make things happen on the short term, just like that Northwest area where you're yeah. talking about. We're doing the same thing on the east side, much more housing focus on that side of town.
Interesting.
For our land use planning, and we're following our comprehensive plan, and the new one's scheduled for another planning commission meeting this week, and it might be coming to the council after that. So
cool.
Excited, a very productive meeting, and glad to work. Hats off, thanks to our Northfield Township people. I know Brian Peterson, who's been on the township board, that many people know Brian. Mm-hmm. He served, I don't remember how many years, it's definitely over 20 years that he's been on the township board serving as a supervisor.
Wow.
So congratulations to him as he goes into his township retirement.
Absolutely.
Days coming up here as he's kind of wrapping things up. So he was a key person at our table, and I appreciate Brian and the Northfield Township supervisors and the clerks in the work that we've been doing yeah. and their patience with us yeah. through the process.
Awesome. Ben, we do always appreciate your time. It's always good to talk to you.
Yeah, likewise. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks.